CliffCentral.com.
Right. Dumiso Simpiwe and everybody else, we've got to get Chris Beamish on. Chris is from revix.co.za, and we talk to Chris or to Brett or to Sean every couple of weeks so we can find out what's going on in the world of cryptocurrencies and in the economy at large. So, first and foremost, Chris, nice to see you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. It's nice to see you all.
Good. Okay, Chris, another week of pretty bizarre developments in the world of cryptocurrency. I mean, there's always something going on. So let's find out, obviously, in this current market, people are very, very nervous. What caused the market to sell off, and why is it bouncing back now? I mean, the last 2 days have not been too bad.
Yeah, jeepers. I mean, luckily the last 2 days we've seen a nice bounce, but prior to that we saw quite a dramatic sell-off. But realistically, that's got a lot to do with just interest rates and government decisions and that kind of stuff. And if I explain that quite simply, it's government only really has a few like weapons in its arsenal to try and control the economy, and the main ones they've been using is interest rates. Mm-hmm. So if they want to stimulate growth, they obviously lower rates to make business easier for everyone. Mm-hmm. After COVID pandemic, they lowered rates across the globe to like historically low levels, and these low rates caused rampant inflation and allowed us to actually continue businesses to operate and stuff like that. And that's caused the massive inflation that we're actually experiencing now, like 25 rand a liter of petrol that we're going to be paying from this week onwards, which is absolutely nuts. Now we're actually just seeing the opposite of that. So governments across the board are trying to actually raise rates to fight inflation, and that basically makes businesses more expensive to run, less profitable, and then their stock value starts to plummet because they're less profitable. And with the stocks goes crypto and other assets, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But like you said, we've seen a pretty nice balance in the last like week or so. Bitcoin bounced from about 27,000 to about 32,000. We saw some relief in some stocks. I mean, it could be a potential bottom in the market for now, or it could just be a relief rally after a very, very sharp sell-off. I couldn't confidently tell you which for now.
Yeah, and you're not here to give us information that is going to be 100% accurate. If you could do that, you would be Nostradamus and everybody would be investing with you. The fact is that people have to take their chances as an educated guess. You have to figure out what's going on in the world. What you guys have been useful in helping us with at Revix is that you've given us some information on what's going on behind the scenes and what kinds of things move the price of crypto or the price of gold or the price of currencies up or down. And at the moment, I think a lot of people are very nervous. When I last spoke to you, I think we were talking about how a lot of people are just holding on to whatever cash they can. They're not really confident yet to put money into any particular investment because none of the stock markets have delivered either over this period. Gold has gone up a little bit, as it always does as a hedge. The rand is struggling. The dollar is struggling, frankly. So a lot of people are still going, this cryptocurrency thing seems to me to be the most safe bet because at least it isn't controlled by politicians. Is that still true?
Yeah, so I mean, there's certain cryptocurrencies that some may argue are better than others, but the one true one that isn't controlled by absolutely anybody that I would probably advocate for the most is Bitcoin. Like, absolutely nobody can change the code of that. There's a fixed supply. There's absolutely nobody that can influence that, and that'll basically keep your purchasing power over time or over a longer term. Like, I mean, with the rand, you've seen rampant inflation recently. The dollar got absolutely printed into the abyss. So, I mean, holding all of your savings in cash isn't the best advice, but I certainly would have a cash pile that you can obviously cover your expenses and save and invest. Those are the kind of just general advice that I would probably give. I mean, realistically, yeah, it's, I can't give like the perfect advice, unfortunately, because I'm no financial advisor. I know it can advise on crypto.
Sure.
But the best kind of advice in any kind of crazy down market or recession or anything like that, it's just to survive. Just keep your head above water. So make sure you've got some cash piles. If you are still like really trying to invest, I mean, yeah, stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Don't let your emotion take a bit of you. And I mean, everyone's been panicking and selling absolutely everything they can, which is actually the worst time you can do it really is selling into fear. From all the investing books I've read, the best time you can buy is actually buying into the fear and selling when everybody's just skipping and jumping over the moon. Because it's probably generally a top in the market. Whenever
it's easy to say that, Chris, but you actually have to have money lying around, which I don't think a lot of people do right now. It makes it a bit tougher.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right.
Yeah, so you always got to keep a cash pile.
So your advice, and I think it's good advice, just from the point of view of the general kind of outlook on the economy, both here and in America, and in the rest of the world, because let's face it, you know, China doesn't know what to do either at this point. And everybody's a little bit nervous. You should try and hold on to what you've got. Try not to lose. Surviving is thriving. Am I right? Mm-hmm. That's a fair assumption from what you've said. All right. So any promos on this week that people can buy into?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we're obviously massive advocates of Bitcoin and the whole world of crypto. So, I mean, I'm a big Bitcoin guy myself. And with this massive crash, I mean, at $65,000, everyone was saying, I want to go back in time so I can buy $20,000, buy it at $30,000. And we've actually got a massive opportunity on the cards right now, which I'm certainly taking advantage of. And at Revix, we're making it possible for everyone else to. So
right.
We waived all of our buy-in fees. So essentially, you could basically buy into Bitcoin without paying any fees. Which is a really cool opportunity to add some Bitcoin to your portfolio. So that we've got that promotion running until, I think it's the 21st of June.
Fantastic. All right, go and take a look. You can find out more at revix.com and say hi to everybody there for us. I saw this ad while I was reading the headlines this morning. Here's Sean Sanders talking to somebody at Business Talk. So you can see he's been busy as well. That's why we don't always get to see him in the mornings. But there he is talking about the latest innovations on Revix.com. Go and sign up today if you haven't signed up already. Verify your ID. Add funds. Select the bundle of your choice. And watch this roller coaster because it's going to be fun. So go and do that ASAP. Join in the excitement of cryptocurrency. Don't sit there complaining. When it goes back up to 40 or maybe 50, maybe God knows it's been there before, $60,000. And you go, oh, I wish I'd bought in at 30. Now's your chance. All right. Thanks very much, Chris. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers, guys.
Cool, dude. Bye-bye. There's Chris Beamish from Revix.com. CliffCentral.com.